B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Anger, what a mess we made
so long ago. You were my
girl. Yeah. Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and for Beetle here on 98.5 The Sports Zone.
I'm starting to think this could be the weekend. Chompers down at Cape.
I hope not.
But you got to get in the water. That's how you cool down. Cool down by getting in the water.
Is that right?
Dumbass. It's like, it'll be 100 degrees. You could be drinking. Now I'm fine. I feel nothing. I'll show that shark. Yeah, why don't you go show him?
So, is there a current comedian that you like? Somebody like currently working?
Not really.
Like John Mulaney, Nick Kroll, those guys. They're awesome. I love them.
No.
Anyone?
Nope.
Well, you're just like Mo then in Quincy. Mo.
Hey, Mo.
Who are your favorite comedians like right now?
Steve Sweeney.
Oh, okay. Steve Sweeney and who else? Yeah, your comment line.
Yeah, I never saw him.
Your comment line mentioned too.
I like Steve.
Steve's good, dude.
I've seen a couple in the past. I've seen Rodney Dangerfield live, and I've seen Joan Rivers live, and they were both very good.
I, you know what? I would agree with you, and people would say Rodney Dangerfield was awesome. Joan Rivers, who I never quite got. I've heard some of her stuff here in the last.
I guess her uncut stuff. You have to see the uncut stuff. I guess she's freaking hysterical.
Let me tell you something.
Like vile.
Joan Rivers might be the filthiest comedian.
That's what I heard. Lenny, I think Lenny said that.
Like, unbelievably dirty. I can't believe some of the stuff that she said.
Offensive. Like, I'm offended.
Oh, my God.
Don't use that word. You can't say that word.
Like, about other celebrities and the things that she would say about other women. Like,
God
bless her and rest her soul. Funny. Funny.
Bob Saget's very dirty, too.
Saget was...
Very dirty.
Which was a well-kept secret for a while, but now...
Enthusiasm
now
is high for the gun, Top Gun Maverick.
Why don't you go ahead and... you see, they put that final drive up
right
there.
It's closing drive.
The closing drive.
It's like closing bell.
What's our closing drive in the simulcast?
Sergeant's belt, didn't pack that. Top Gun high enthusiasm. NFL will not suspend Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
And expect a hot weekend, because I haven't heard about that yet.
No.
That's good they put up there.
And the cramps. I had a terrible leg cramp early this morning. Jim has a remedy for me. What is it? Jim?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Say, Jim.
Had a tongue cramp Jim.
Yeah, no, I was... you've been on speaker. I've been on for 45 minutes.
I'm sorry. Thank you for hanging.
39 minutes, 47 seconds.
Hey, you know, I've had these muscle cramps for years. And I heard you guys talking about it before. My wife come up with this stuff. It's sold over the counter. It's called TheraWorks. It's TheraWorks.
Got it.
TheraWorks.
And, got it.
Okay.
Yep. I think CVS sells it. And but okay. It's sold over.
So I can buy it over the counter, like mix that with anything?
No.
Huh?
No, no.
Don't they have those electrolyte tablets you could drop in water bottles too, Hardy? You could shake them up and they fizz. And
yeah,
like
no, this comes
almost
out
like an airborne.
In a foam.
Oh.
This comes out in a foam. You know, I wake up with these things, you know, high as a rock. It's like, God damn it. And
is he talking about the cramp or Morningwood?
Someone else thinks Top Gun is dated, so it's falling in line with a couple other people's thoughts. Go ahead, Lou, on the Cape. What do you got, Lou?
Hi, Louie.
Hey, Scott. It's Lou from Greg Abel's.
Oh, Lou and Ann, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, man?
How you doing?
Good. Hey, I don't know.
You heading to the chat room today?
God.
I just drove by it, man.
Is it packed?
It's steaming down here, dude.
It's nice.
It's nice, but it's steaming.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to hit that place in an hour or two.
Sweet, have one for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I have a couple. So Iron Eagle. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yeah, Lou Gossett Jr. Not a good movie.
That one.
Not a good movie.
No, they shot so many missiles out of
a plane that only holds so many missiles.
Oh, well, it's like you're one of these
junior.
You're one of these guys who watches a movie. Someone's got a six gun and you count the number of bullets.
Louis Gossett Jr. has been in some really, really, really bad movies.
And
like Jaws.
Jaws 3D. But he's been in An Officer and a Gentleman.
Officer and a Gentleman.
You know?
Yeah.
But then he's also been in Enemy Mine, which I do not mind, but some people despise the movie Enemy Mine with Dennis Quaid and Lou Gossett Jr. plays the alien. Like, there's some people who cannot watch it because they think it's so horrific. Hmm. That's one that doesn't get replayed.
That does not.
Ever. You will not see
That's
Enemy
Mine.
That's
the one you, like, come across, like, on a weekend and say, boy, I can't turn this one off. You
know, no, and
like, Breakfast Club was on last time. I'm like, shoot.
That's right. That's right.
I got stuck on it again.
Breakfast Club comes on,
hey,
you know?
I'm watching you.
Yes. certain movies go away, never to be seen or heard from again. Iron Eagle isn't actually on. When's the last time you saw Iron Eagle? 10, 15 years ago, maybe? Yeah. That one doesn't get replayed.
Oh, they'll throw Shawshank out there. That thing's there every weekend.
Oh, yeah, they can't get rid of that one. Kyle and Methuen on Comedians. What do you got, Kyle?
I got two of them for you.
Yeah.
Brian Regan.
That's Rich Shurtenlieb's favorite, I think. He is Team Brian Regan, not so much Jim Gaffigan. I think I like Gaffigan more than Regan, but they're both funny.
And I got another one for you. I know he's passed away, but Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg is one of those class by himself type of funny. Mitch Hedberg is.
I got a quick question for Zoe.
Yeah.
Hey, Zoe, what'd your boy think of the documentary last night, the Jules documentary? I got an 11-year-old.
Loved it.
Thinking about watching him with him tonight.
There's some bad language in it. I'll warn you on that.
That's why I'm a little iffy, but I'm sure it's nothing he's heard before. You know what I mean?
And I don't think it's said with intent. It's just something. I don't think it's like the way they use it in the movie is pretty much probably the way he's heard it before. So.
All right, good. All right, I'll give it a roll.
It's inspiring.
Thank you very much.
If your kid plays ball, it's inspiring.
Appreciate that.
Especially if you got an undersized kid, man. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, but not the case in your house.
No.
Shouldn't you be watching like a Matlock documentary? Your kid's going to be an offensive lineman.
No, we watch Bigfoot. Bigfoot. In Search of Bigfoot.
Like Leonard Nimoy?
Remember the old In Search of? Remember as a kid, you were like, not in fear, but like on Saturday.
And it was really scary.
Yeah, the UFOs and the ancient aliens.
Oh, but then it would end up being an episode about voodoo. And you're like, this sucks.
It doesn't scare you.
I don't
want
to watch the voodoo one.
Right. That doesn't make it.
I want to watch the Loch Ness Monster
one.
Yes. That's
Show
the
me
one
the
you
picture.
Want.
Show me the grainy pictures of the humps.
Yes.
My humpy humps.
Brian and Quincy on a comedian. Who is it, Brian?
Gentleman that you had mentioned earlier, Gary Gulman.
He's
phenomenal,
fantastic.
Phenomenal comedian. Did you guys know he football player at Boston College?
Yeah, attacked me on Twitter about 3 years ago, and he went after me really hard.
Whoa.
And we buried that hatchet. Yeah.
What did he attack you?
Loudmouth bleep and calling games, and I had to get from the New York based angle. You know, just we went at it on Twitter for a little bit. And
but
he
was a Massachusetts
Toucher
guy.
Toucher and Rich had him in, and we buried it.
He grew up on the North Shore.
Peabody.
He's a good dude.
And he went after you?
He went after me harder.
Gary Gulman?
Yep, Gary Gulman.
Do I have to be
like,
out
what are you,
him
a
now?
Laugher guy? Ha ha. Again, ha ha.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He'll tell you about it. Yeah.
I saw him the last time he was in here. I love the guy, but if he's going after you.
Oh, no, it's fine now. Like, we buried.
Is it okay?
Yes. Yeah. Hey, man, if you can't have thick skin, man, get off it.
I don't like that.
Like Sergeant,
I don't stand for that.
Looking at it right now, the tweet.
He's not the cousin from The Sopranos, is he?
What'd he say?
Gary Gulman?
Or does he just look like him?
You're thinking of Gary Coleman, who was the brother on Different Strokes. Different guy.
Oh, hi,
the cousin,
Gary.
The cousin, the financial cousin who got involved for
no.
like a couple
Gary
episodes.
Gary Coleman's a little midget.
Gary Gulman's like 6'5".
Well, that guy was tall, too. That's why maybe I got him confused.
All right.
He made fun of you for a stupid wit. He said, quote, it's like kissing your sister, Scott Zolak. And he goes, and 1 billion other masters of cliche.
Oh,
so apparently you went after him for that.
I don't
see no reply here.
I don't know. I think we took him down. We were going back and forth.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's what started it.
I wouldn't have brought up his name though, had I known.
No, I think he's
I would have waited for you not to be here, and then I would have sung his praises, but not in front of you. That's disrespectful.
He was a couple months ago, Touch and Rich had him on,
and you talked to him that day.
Yeah, Tom and Allway.
Okay.
Oh no, we're great.
Okay, good. And if you two are cool now, we're fine. All right, one more here. Jim and Marlboro. You have suggestions for us, Jeff? Yes, go ahead.
Hello, clever boys. I think you should. I think you guys should check out Theo Vaughn. He's a really good comedian.
All right.
You got Chris D'Elia and Andrew Santino.
All right.
Those are three of my my suggestions for you guys. They're hilarious.
Excellent.
Really good.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
I just go back and watch old Peter McNeely videos of him talking. I just sit there and laugh all day.
Honestly, though, if you, people get into podcasts.
I tune over my tongue.
You know, like long car rides, you get into. But I have taken to listen to like stand-up comedy specials if I'm in the car for a long time. I find that to be a little better way to pass the time because the podcast sometimes they're so in depth and it's like you can't pay attention to that and the road and the exits and all that stuff and you miss stuff and you know the crime stories especially. I'm like, who are they talking about? What's going on? A stand-up comedy special, you know, that's just like slipping into a warm bath. It's nice. All right, more of your calls and Zoe, I want to talk a little bit about the alleged tampering that went on with Al Horford in the NBA. Just for a minute. We'll do a little sports.
All right.
Well, not too much, but a little. Yeah, keep ourselves honest.
I guess Murray's in traffic. He's already got his little Periscope thing going. He's gonna be thrilled today. Friday getaway day.
Oh, no. Do you think Murray will be in a bad mood?
Oh, no. I hope they change all the ketchup bottles here.
We'll monitor that situation.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Scott Zolak Show, 120 with you here on a Friday getaway day. The only lone working enthusiastic radio host at this station with a name branded on the show actually sitting at a desk working. As everybody else just meanders around, maybe gets a drink, a little snack.
The only way that could have been better is if actually like Jim had left the studio too and you were literally all alone.
You think I can't fill 40 minutes? Hey, he's not in here. Sarge is not here.
You know, we've done that with Sarge before. You should have to kill 40 minutes on your own.
Well, we have the fake enders. The weekender thing. Fake promo.
Fake promos.
Fake promos at the end of the show.
No, let him fill 40 minutes.
I'm thinking like, hey, man, maybe we should get up and leave Sarge. And take calls on his belt. A man actually called another man to ask him if he's bringing a replica wrestling belt to a casino tonight.
What's scary?
That happened today. I can't believe it.
Well, what's scary to me is that it's a real possibility.
He's thinking about going home and getting it now.
Well, like, would it be out of the realm of possibility for Sarge to go out tonight and carry a wrestling belt around with him?
He just invited Matt McCarthy. No charge on Sarge. He's going out the wall and following him.
So the commercial from Vegas where they get they take the flower, the vase, take the flowers out and they carry it around like it's the trophy.
Yeah.
Is that their scene recreated at the encore tonight?
He puts it over
the belt and his crew carrying him around?
I give Andy Wong a lot of credit. I do. Like, what time's that festivity start?
I don't know. I've hung out with Andy. He's a good guy.
You can take those yachts over from Quincy.
I like Andy.
From Marina Bay and Quincy, they have these yachts, and they go over to the Encore back and forth. It's kind of a cool setup, man.
If Joe Murray put one of those earpieces in and wore a dark suit, he could be definitely looks like security.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd go in there and just push the cart. Be like Ocean's 11.
Oh, that's...
Like James Caan's kid.
James Caan's kid and Casey Affleck.
He's pretty good. Those two make a good... That is a damn good pairing in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
They play great roles in that. They're funny.
Oh, that's from the Vegas commercial. Okay, I got it. All right, more on Top Gun, comedians, sharks, and maybe some NBA talk here in a moment. But first, we got to get to Stephen Malden. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, hi, guys. I heard that a producer... And keep this kind of clean because your call screener, I think, is a little trigger happy with the button. So he enjoys an alternative lifestyle, evidently, this week.
Oh, my producer. Intern? What? My intern does?
Well, there's been a lot of missing of the show as I've been watching it. But anyway, evidently, this producer
Are you a weirdo at home?
Who enjoys this alternative lifestyle has Top Gun, the original one, on TVs, according to the CERN show.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I don't like where it was going.
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
I could watch
that. He thought he was very funny, though. I'll give him credit for that. He was cracking himself up. He couldn't.
I will say this. We have radio producers and we have television producers, so.
I don't know.
Maybe it's one of the weirdos at NBC.
Brian in the parking lot. What do you got, Brian?
Hey, guys. Hey, I just wanted to mention one of the all-time funniest comedians who appeared on BCN back in 1990 with Mark Parento, Sam Kinison.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He changed things. He's one of those guys who changed things. He did. He was, you know, we kind of take it for granted now, but Kinison at the time?
Yeah.
No, he was a different level of nuts. People weren't used to that. All right, one more. Amy. In the car. What do you have, Amy?
Hey, guys. So your call screener told me that you already talked about him, but Sebastian Maniscalco. Shit, that guy is so funny.
I want more people to call and swear.
Oh, is the heat finally getting to people now?
No, but
I want people to call, and I want the jelly, and I want the jam joke.
No, we're not going to do that one. And
we get that side guy.
If we get like two more people to call and swear in a row, then we can't take calls. We will run out of delay. It's a technical thing, but we only have so much delay that we can use up. So,
intern getting a lot of mentions today.
What are you doing in there?
I don't even know if that was about him.
You want to get through the phones? You got to mention my name when you get on the air, okay? Kenny. I'm guarantee you that's what's going on.
Maybe.
Looks like Kenny from Meet the Moors.
Do you feel like there was this is going to raise a lot of eyebrows. Do you think that teams around the NBA were having inappropriate conversations with players about maybe joining another team?
Oh, yes. It's called tampering. Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Well,
isn't it funny how Al Horford opted out for a while not knowing, boy, is there going to be a really good market for me out there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, alone which teams are interested? Didn't Danny...
Al Horford stated he was surprised by the Sixers' interest, but the Celtics reportedly believe teams had deals on the table for Horford before free agency even began, ruining their chances of re-signing the 12-year vet. Oh, really?
Didn't Danny come on our morning show yesterday, Touch and Rich, and say, probably had an inkling around March or April that, you know, Kyrie probably wasn't going to be back. It's probably going to go to the Brooklyn.
Well, Kyrie, we know. Al Horford, I was surprised by, and I think a lot of us were. But as soon as he said, his agent said, you know, informed the Celtics that he was interested in signing a 4-year deal with another team, we all took that to mean he's got a 4-year deal set up with another, at least one other team, possibly more. But on this ESPN podcast, Brian Windhorst said, I don't know if you heard this, but the Celtics were, from what I'm told, one of the teams that kind of stomped their feet about what they felt was tampering. Not with Kyrie, although that looked like it was lined up pretty far in advance.
Now that tells me.
But with Horford, that really upset the Celtics. They were thinking they were going to be able to negotiate with him, talk to him about a new contract, and all of a sudden it was like he already knew what his market was, and he was out of there.
You know what it tells me? It tells me they drugged their feet on Horford. They thought they had him in the bag. They didn't think there was going to be a market for him. They thought, you know, it's Captain Good Guy. He does everything the right way. He's going to love the player, love the play for Brad. And you didn't worry about him. And you didn't get ahead of it. And you got backdoored on it. That's why they're stamping their feet. They're stamping their feet because they got left at the altar.
Okay, so does that mean they wanted Horford over Kemba? Or does that mean Danny was lying yesterday when he said we couldn't get both?
He was lying. Because I think you could have gotten it done. And, Jim, I know you looked at these numbers differently, and I know it was up against the cap. He actually had to opt out to be able to sign Kemba. But, please, hey, Al, we want you here, okay?
Here's something doesn't add up. It's either one or the other. They either wanted Horford over Kemba.
Do you really think they just drug their feet on that then instead of trying to find that combination? Because you know you actually need Horford. But, man, he was dead set on not playing the five, though, maybe. Maybe flat out told Dan, I don't want to play the five. I don't want to be a five here. I mean, I helped you out before. I did what I had to do. I don't want to do that anymore. That's a big part of it, man.
Well, what's going to happen if the Sixers play a small team in the playoffs? He's going to be on the bench.
Yeah.
Because Embiid's going to be in there.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're going to have to play big against small.
But then, like you said yesterday, it's the matchups against teams like Milwaukee because he's a guy who could cover Giannis. So you do that with help.
How do you think the Celtics are going to attack the Sixers? They're going to go really small. I'd say, Al, beat us on offense.
Yeah.
Try to beat us on offense. We're going to have these small guys running around.
You go small and you put it in, you put it in Tatum and Brown's hands. That's how you beat them.
But for Danny Ainge to say that after the fact, he couldn't say that the day after. I mean, it's all about moving forward and presenting the new guys. And the day after when he was on with Toucher and Rich, I mean, it was the day after the Kemba Walker and Enes Kanter introductory press conference. Even if that was the case, at that point, just from a team and business standpoint, it's all about the new thing. And I mean, he'd be hard-pressed at any point to say, oh, yeah, we got backdoored on that one. We didn't see it coming. Totally ill-prepared. Did not think that Al Horford was going to do anything other than sign with us, even if it meant a three-year deal. Of course, he wanted a four, but we were going to figure it out. No, I think they were as surprised by it as all of us were. That's what it's sounding like now. And, I mean, why is the tampering okay with Kyrie, but it's not okay with Al Horford? If you're gonna stomp your feet and complain about the tampering, you have to do it across the board. You can't just complain about it when it's a guy that you actually thought was going to stay and you wanted to keep and be okay with it with Kyrie. Well, we knew Kyrie was out of here. He was flaking out as early as December. And then in February, he said that, you know, talk to me July 1st. So we kind of knew. No. There's either tampering or there's not.
Yeah. Well, they didn't want him back, Hardy.
Yeah. You all right?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
They didn't want him back. They didn't want him back.
What were you just singing?
The heat was on. The last song Jim came back with. It's getting hot in here. Do you feel the humidity build?
Can Sarge do the headlines?
It's weird.
Yeah. Because
the humidity is starting to like infiltrate our air duct systems. Like at some point, they're already getting ahead of these pirates.
How about this though? You want to talk about a roller coaster story?
Yes,
a roller coaster. Okay,
and this has been in the news here in this country, but there was a massive accident in India on one of these swinging roller coasters.
That wasn't a roller coaster. But all right, we gotta.
My kids love Six Flags.
We gotta keep Zoe's attention for 30 more minutes here on a Friday, and we're gonna do it with roller coasters. Next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, it's Hardy in for Beatle. Go ahead. Let's let Zoe sing a little bit of Brandy, and then we'll get to the roller coaster story, which he's interested in.
This song playlist today. This, you feeling it today. This. You know what she does for work? Laying whiskey down. I say Brandy. Yeah. Let's go. What do we got? Roller coasters. Now. There's this accident that happened.
I just want to make sure you're really done with the song.
Yeah, I'm done with the song.
Because you started singing another song that we played like 10 minutes before at the end of the last segment. Are you really done? Why was it different?
I was bored then.
Well, far be it from me to have you be bored, Scott Zolak, during the Zolak and Bertrand show.
Right, the only guy working today.
We don't want
dedication.
That.
Dedication.
You're not the only one working. We're all working.
I know we're working, but like
yeah. You think you deserve extra credit for being the only named person on a show, working
today.
On a show.
Jim, is that true or not?
It's like he's the only starter playing in the fourth preseason game.
Yeah.
That's how he feels.
Why does he get to take his pads off? I can't.
Well, then
you were off 3 out of 4 weeks before this.
Yeah, you've been. This is the first week you've been here in a month.
5 weeks vacation. Let me do.
I mean, you didn't take a vacation day today, though.
I did.
It was your choice.
That's right. You guys remember that. You're a few people.
Six Flags in Maryland. Have you been to this?
I've not been to this one down there.
All right. It's in, is it Bowie, Maryland?
Bowie.
Bowie. B-O-W-Y-E.
Yeah, it's not like David Bowie. It's Bowie. They pronounce it Bowie down there. All right. Bowie, Maryland.
They were riders on the Firebird were evacuated from the top of the ride. We have the news report from I don't know what it is. What
Channel
is
13.
It? Channel 13. They're in Bowie.
One by one, rescuers, they help passengers stuck on the roller coaster at Six Flags America right in Prince George's County.
WJZ is live in Bowie. Rachel Minitoff is outside the park with the latest breaking details. Rachel?
Vic and Rick, good evening. It took
Vic and Rick. Hi, Vic and Rick. It's me, Rachel, live on scene.
It's like Daryl and Carol in your favorite movie, The Scent of a Woman. Daryl and Carol. Yeah.
Vic and Rick, good evening. It took just under 3 hours to get everyone off of the Firebird roller coaster.
Hold on.
Park officials tell
3 hours?
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you walk up and carry each individual person down?
Well, I thought this sounded like a really scary story. Listen to her describe it here.
Park officials tell us that the ride came to a controlled stop.
On one of the hotter days of the summer, several thrill seekers were stranded for a good amount of time in the sun. Six Flags tells WJZ the Firebird roller coaster came to a controlled stop at the top of the lift hill around 6:15 Thursday night. Just before 9, everyone was safely escorted off of the ride. This is the third incident in the last 3 years in which people have been removed from a ride at this Six Flags. It happened in June of last year after Superman Ride of Steel suddenly stalled. And in April 2017, the Joker's Jinx roller coaster shut down, leaving nearly 24 riders stuck on board.
In a statement to WJZ, Six Flags says the safety of our guests is our highest priority. And it goes on to say that the ride will be closed while it undergoes a full inspection. We're live in Prince George's County tonight. I'm Rachel Menitoff for WJZ.
Thank you, Rachel. Now, back to you, Vic.
Vic and Dick, we're going to go back up to you guys in studio. But
and Rick, good evening.
When you look at the video of this, you see that there's those platforms right next to it.
They had to walk down.
Get out, walk down. Why take 3 hours?
I don't know. Stranded on a roller coaster, like Superman is one of those ones that goes inverted, right?
Right, where you're hanging, dangling. Yes, so there's
3 meters. How could you see the other pilot? Because we were inverted. No, but they were just at the top of the hill.
Right.
And one by one, they took them out.
There were
and
stairs right
walked them down like the catwalk that was next to the tracks.
Except for the front car. The front car was dangling over as about to go down the hill.
Yeah, that'd be a little dangerous.
All right, that would suck.
So they saved them for last. They climbed out last.
They probably had to tether those people.
Oh, I would not care for that.
Just
waiting
in case that one. Yeah. So this led to discussion today that there's a person that works on this show that actually had to do this exact same thing at a Six Flags.
Who?
James Louth.
Jim Louth?
Yeah,
evacuated?
20 years ago, probably. Six Flags, New England.
The one with the big the white wooden rickety
one. Yeah, the old wooden roller coaster. It was at the entrance of the park back then. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it still is, but yeah.
Like the old Coney Island type.
Where did it stop?
About 3/4 of the way up the initial hill before you go down. Like, so you're just click, 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 and it just stopped. It was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
That's the Thunderbolt.
How long
That's
did you...
Kennywood, dummy.
It was about an hour and a half. We were there for about an hour and a half.
Kennywood
sitting
Park
in the sun.
Is Thunderbolt.
He said Six Flags. I'm looking at it right here.
Oh.
Was it called the Thunderbolt?
It still is.
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, I have it right here.
How old were you?
18, 17, 19. About
how many buckets of chicken fingers did you eat at the park that day? So imagine, so it was probably hot.
So this
was probably summer.
This is a couple buddies.
Sweating.
We went up to Six Flags for the day, we just sat there. And the guy came running up the ramp, told us, stay put. We're going to fix the ride soon.
How long did you sit there before the guy came running up the ramp?
Oh, probably 5 minutes.
Okay. And then, did they ever get the ride started? Did you have to climb out and walk back down?
No, we had to climb out and walk back down.
That's awesome. How long did you wait before you climbed out and walked back down?
It was about hour and a half.
Oh,
What's the holdup?
They had to wait for the fire department to come. They had to wait for the, you know, I don't know what they were doing.
Oh, my
safety
God.
Precautions, probably.
Were they going to get them little nets out and catch you if you fall? The trampoline fun. Nets?
The little trampoline nets.
They let the kids off first and then the women off first, and we just sat there.
Wait a minute.
Baking in the sun. It was like 1:30 in the afternoon.
Why did they let the kids and women off? Were you the freaking Titanic?
I don't know. It's only like a bar. There's not like you're strapped in or anything. It's just a bar going across the belt.
Did they give you anything for your troubles?
I think we got like a free entrance fee or something.
No,
next time.
You probably would have enjoyed another bucket of chicken fingers on the house.
A couple cold frosty ones.
I mean, you're sitting at an angle, like leaning back, just looking at the sky.
That was from the Mall of America.
Look how much fun Jim's having. Breer looks like a 2-year-old.
Like a Waldick.
What?
Where's Waldick?
And pictures of Waldick, because we were supposed to be flipping off the camera, but I was the only one who did it.
I was too scared.
I didn't care for that. I can't believe I went on that. I'm not a roller coaster guy anymore. I don't care
Mall
for
Mall of America. That's a little shaky.
I mean, but if you were to go to Six Flags tomorrow, would you go on a roller coaster?
Oh, yeah.
You would?
Yeah, really? I'm a coaster guy. Yeah, I love it. I love Six Flags.
I mean, I like amusement parks. Again, nothing against that, but I do not.
They're always pushing the limits, man. They put in good ones. Like, but I grew up in Pittsburgh, where Kennywood Park is. It is the coaster capital of the world, if you look it up, Kennywood Park.
No, it's not.
And that's the original one there. It is called the Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt, Jackrabbit. They got the racers.
I've never heard of it. You ever heard of
Kennywood Park?
You ever heard of Cedar Point?
Yes.
That's where we went.
That's where I used to go, too.
Well, which one was better, Kennywood or Cedar Point?
What was the big one that went down?
Well, when you and I were kids, Gemini was the big one. Blue Streak was another one.
That's the one with the long...
But then they came out with Demon Drop.
Oh,
which
my
is
God,
one of the,
that's right.
Demon Drop, Demon Drop,
and
Demon Drop.
And down by me in Virginia, they have King's Dominion.
Yeah.
There's a couple other ones down there, too. Yeah, I mean, well, Six Flags is there. They've renamed a couple of them, and Six Flags has taken over some of these parks. You ever been to Busch Gardens?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But Cedar Point was...
Cedar Point, badass. That's the highest one. They would always go with the
highest. Tell me about Kennywood Park.
Do you see the accident that happened in India this year, this week?
Yeah. Oh, it was one of them. One of them
pendulum?
No, it was a swinging ride, like the pirate ship almost.
And no, but it spins. It's round on the end. It spins, and it goes all the way. It's a pendulum, and it goes all the way up. It gets stuck, and then they come all the way around. They do the full loop.
Okay.
That thing snapped off.
Right.
The entire half of it went down.
Yes.
Two people killed, 29 people with broken legs and stuff. Just awful.
Yeah.
You can see the video on it.
I don't care for them anymore. I really don't.
Those are I won't go on stuff at the fairs. Like, you go to these fairs. Like, okay, you know, they got Barnstable County Fair down at Cape now. We have that Cracker Barrel Fair up by us.
Sure.
Those are, like, put together bolts.
Well, the one that I really won't go on and wouldn't even consider anymore is anything that's like a swing. Like a big swing that takes you out and swings you around and you're in a swing.
It's almost like a slingshot.
And you just constantly feel the force of being, like, whipped around. It's like... I know that's the sensation they're trying to get. Like, if this thing snaps, you're just going to go flying. But I don't care for that sensation anymore. I never did. I didn't go on roller coasters all the time up until, mid-20s or something. Then you stop going to amusement parks, and now I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
But your kids are of the age where they want you to go with them.
Yes, you're getting, come on, let's go, Dad. Like, we need two to ride. You got to pair up.
Yeah. We're not quite there yet.
Because, my problem is, too, when it comes in and locks, and they pull the bars over the top, it really pushes on my...
You're a big guy.
I'm in there like this.
I don't like that.
And I don't like the feeling of, like, where I don't have much movement.
I don't blame you.
And then the guy comes over and goes, sorry, sir. We got to push it down. We need one more click. And click, and I'm like, and my back just goes on it. Like, your back gets wrenched. See, I don't fit in that one like the one I had.
No. All right, we got the Weekenders, as you call them, Zoe. Fake Promo Friday. Apparently, there are seven
already?
Of them. Yeah.
Jeez.
Billy Lanny was in charge of the editorial process today. Normally, that's something I
Billy's
do.
Excited. He gets to have some fun today.
As Tom puts them together, and Jim and Tom work on these, during the week, and then, you just need another set of ears. So Billy Lanny is the one to either thank or blame about the fake promos today, which we will hear next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaways, which are fake promos, it is Friday, are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Proven program will fit into your summer while you're helping you fit into your bathing suit. Lose the weight starting your very first week or just get back on it. Do a little maintenance, just like my man Sarge is, looking slim and trim.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Feeling good?
We have seven of these, so we got to quickly get to them.
Yeah, let's go ahead. We'll roll them out right now.
These are Billy Lanny specials.
Yeah, these are the promos that we think more accurately represent the show on a week-to-week basis. Fake Promo Friday. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
All right, hang on. It's your boy, Zoe, and you know what? Telling you what.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jim's like, got livery. And I'm like, okay, which one? I'm tap dancing. Tap dancing right there. Filling.
You know what?
I'm filling.
Telling you what. Here's
boy Zoe, and you know what?
What was that? That was at the golf tournament. Had to have been.
What?
Sounded like you were on remote.
No.
Yeah. It was.
Maybe it was.
Yeah, I know it was.
I don't think so.
Maybe
it was. It didn't sound like it was a studio.
Okay. No, it wasn't. I wasn't here Monday. Sorry.
No.
Oh, right. Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You got the Hotspur, huh, Blair?
Are you talking about Trini or are you talking about Danielle?
Trini, baby.
Oh,
Trini.
No. Trini's available.
Yeah, I was on with Trini last night.
Oh, yeah, baby. Trini Tomasi.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now, he did that, did Blair, trying to blend the both of them.
Well.
And I'm still waiting for people to blend the faces on an app.
It's Trini Kuznarek, John Tomasi.
Like, people do that with Bertrand's face in mine, and like Bertrand's look like a woman. I don't know why. It's the lips or thin lips or something. Like when they take my like facial features, put them on Bertrand's head, they do it him to me. He ends up looking like a woman.
Well, I think no matter what you do, when you merge two faces, it becomes like this androgynous image.
That's
doesn't
creepy.
Matter who it is.
Yep.
Yeah. It could be you. Like that. Yes. Thank you. All right.
Yuck.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Those balls that are hanging?
Yeah.
And you take the one on the right and just hit the other ball and they go... And it's back and forth, man. And it's just ball hitting all day.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's what Clark Griswold's boss had, Mr. Shirley, in his office. Remember the balls? And he just keeps playing. They thought he was on the phone call, and Clark brought the gift in for him.
Yeah, there's another movie where that was that was utilized. And I can't remember what it was. Like, the thing stops in the middle of it. It's probably like a...
Oh, I know what it was. Armageddon. They're in that room testing those guys and like...
Oh, yeah. Okay, there's that. I think it's in the Hudsucker proxy, too. But that image is used in a lot of different movies. But your description of it, perfect.
Again.
Perfect.
Yep.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Into the sewers.
Say sewer. Let's say sewer.
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 Two syllables.
Sewer.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You listen, 8 hours of McCone, he'll give you sores.
What's wrong with McCone? You got a problem with McCone now?
Oh, I got a problem with McCone.
Come on.
It's electric.
McCone?
Tim's a good dude.
Did I say he's not a good dude?
Well, he's a nice kid. He does a good job. He's professional.
He's electric. Jesus.
Well, you want him to start singing at the end of segments?
I knew it, yep. I knew it.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
What do you do? I reached down, touched it, hard as a rock. Do you put... You...
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
My calf muscle. It's my calf muscle. Said,
Johnson!
Looks like Ted Johnson is going to be in for...
Jesus, he's huge.
Bowser or Maz today.
Like a freaking racehorse on steroids.
All right.
Monster.
Two more, here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
What about Bruce Springsteen? Wow, he'll do a five-hour show in a heartbeat.
You know, it's because it's boss time. We're going to grind.
What do you got, McCone?
Urine attract sharks. It's like blood.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Excellent delivery, McCone.
And that is probably the best representation of this week, yeah. I would say, right there. Yeah. That's the week in a nutshell. Right. But we do have one more.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
What's that movie with Thing? And he was with the Al Pacino.
Casino?
Whoa!
Oh, the Oakwood burger. Yeah, scent of a woman. Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Not bad.
What was his brother's name when he showed up for Thanksgiving?
His brother Charlie, I believe. No, Charlie was the kid.
Charlie!
Oh, boy.
Get me my...
Now, Charlie was the name of the kid. He goes to his brother's house for Thanksgiving.
And insults the nephew's wife.
Yeah.
Kind of insulted him.
Good
move.
Good week, bud. Hey, enjoy the heat, peeps. Looks like...
Ted Johnson, Murray, and McCarthy.
That's right. Sports Hub Golf Club tomorrow morning as we get you caught up on the British Open.
Perfect time if you're sitting in traffic, going to Cape, listen to Hardy.
That's right. That's take care of that for you.
Sarge, have fun tonight at the casino.
Hey, thanks very much. Win big, baby.
Said I.
Belgram has up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, we're ready to go here from the Town Fair Tire Studio. Felger and Maz here on 98.5 The Sports Hub simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. No Felger, no Maz. Instead, you have Jim Murray here in the eight-hole chair. Ted Johnson in the Maz chair. What's up, Ted?
What's up, buddy? How are you doing today, man?
Yeah, very good to see you. I think this is the first time that you and I have actually worked together on the show.
Those words were about to come out of my mouth, so I'm very much looking forward to this, bud.
As am I. I hope it doesn't weird you out that I'm wearing sunglasses in here like a complete a-hole. I get headaches from the stupid bright lights that I thought they were going to fix,
Buddy. I've been watching you for a long time, and it's never bothered me before. It won't bother me now, man.
Yeah, so I just know it's not a diva thing or anything like that. It's too bright in here, and comfort is paramount to the show's success, at least for me.
Dude, I get it, man. I get it. The lights are bright in here, so I get a little sweaty in here sometimes because I'm usually coming from my...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.